The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to Your Power RX, where every episode we are determined to help you write your personal prescription for power. Joining me today is Lisa Cara. Lisa is a certified nutritional therapy practitioner and a board-certified holistic nutritionist in standing, along with being a member of the National Association of Nutrition Professionals. Lisa has a virtual nutritional therapy practice called Zinc Nutrition, where she specializes in teaching her clients how to eat right for their own body. Lisa believes in the healing power of food and uses it as a tool to improve lives and teaches her patients how to use food to prevent, manage, and reverse disease. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here. And as you and I have discussed before, our missions align very much. I am passionate about using food as medicine and making sure patients understand that they have to work on food to truly be able to shift their health. What attracted you to this field and how did you get involved in nutrition and nutrition counseling with your patients?
Well, you know, like so many others in this space, I experienced my own health crisis that involved a lot of seemingly unrelated symptoms, and a lot of them were, mood and emotional and mental, anxiety and depression and drug and alcohol abuse and weight gain, hormone imbalance, you know, the list goes on. And I was in and out of traditional healthcare, so many doctors, and I just wasn't getting answers. I wasn't really being helped. And so I started to do my own research and actually ended up really curing everything, improving all of my symptoms all through diet and lifestyle changes. And this was about 12 years ago. And at that time, I kind of vowed, you know, made a mission, a lifelong mission to be a voice for holistic health and healing naturally. And so at that time, I was still in corporate America, the normal grind, and I slowly started to transition into the career that I'm in now. I obviously had to go back to school, work many hours as a health coach, and then recently transitioned into, you know, a clinical nutritionist position with a holistic cardiologist here in LA, along with my own practice. But yeah, I just want to be the person that I needed 12 years ago, basically.
I love that. And I love the passion that so many of us have displayed by giving up established careers and really getting out of our comfort zone and taking a risk on something that we all just believed in. Our timelines match up. You know, I started my practice about 10 years ago as well. It's been interesting and fun to kind of watch the changes that have happened along the way. What do you think the biggest changes have been in the nutrition world and our understanding of food as medicine?
It has changed so much. And I think we still have a very long way to go, but we've made steps in the right direction. And more people are becoming just aware. You know, people are finally, and I just see this even in the last probably year, people are finally kind of considering it. They're putting their toes in the pool, but I think, you know, very soon people are going to be like dive in full head first into the world of, you know, natural and holistic healing, starting with their nutrition.
Definitely. I mean, so there are multiple layers of blocks that I've noticed. There's a medicine block where you still have a pretty sizable chunk of the medical community not acknowledging the power of food and not able to connect the dots on how different foods lead to disease. You have a patient block, you know, and that sometimes has been hard to navigate as well, because for those of us in the field, we think it's so easy to make changes and to switch things as long as you know why you need to do them. What do you see as the blocks, and what stops somebody from really embracing food and nutrition? You know, what are their barriers to maybe understanding information that they need or getting the information that they need? Talk me through what your lens is, what your experience has been.
Absolutely. People still trust old information. You know, the latest science has not really trickled down into the masses. And so they still believe kind of old theories. And I, you know, working for a cardiologist, I'm kind of in the world of cardiovascular health. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly still battling that old, you know, diet, the diet, old fat, myth that diet causes heart, or that fat causes heart disease. And,
right.
you know, they were provided all of this information for so many years. They still, you know, they don't want to believe that government or health has given any misleading information. They just can't believe it. So
yeah.
it's going to just take some time for those same people or those same, you know, organizations to finally give the right, you know, different information so then they trust it again.
This is going to be a little controversial, but I'm going to ask it anyways. What do you think
yeah.
is the angle with government and the established healthcare system? You can speak on it as a nutritionist. I know I have my opinions as a physician, but what do you think is happening there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it unfortunately all comes down to large amounts of money. And there's a large amount of money being provided to organizations that support food areas of the food system. And there's a lot of control there. Where there's a lot of money, there's a lot of control. And it's painful to hear. I get a pit in my stomach to know that's what our food, how our food is being controlled and how our healthcare is being controlled. But yeah, you're right. It's a huge conversation and so many, you know, opinions on it, and it's hard to talk about and it's hard to hear, but that's what I think. It all comes down to a large amount of money and the control that has on government and the food system.
So frustrating, because for a patient or a consumer, all they're trying to do is take mm-hmm. care of themselves and take care of their family. And they may not be interested in getting politically involved or chasing money and doing a bunch of research and digging, you know, and it's, I see that frustration all the time in my exam rooms where it's like, you know, do I really have to get online and start digging and sorting through all the information there? What, you know, if yeah. you had to speak to somebody listening today, what are a couple of common myths that you could clear up for them right away? Like, hey, I know there's a ton of information out there. It's coming from a million different sources. These are your three truths. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe help us with that so that the person
yeah.
out there who's really struggling with food, you know, has a little bit of a framework, a little bit of a structure to move forward.
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things that I always try to communicate is that you don't have to follow an extreme style of eating to find health. I think people are, they kind of stop and they're scared to move forward because they see all of these extreme styles of eating in the media or, you know, in popular diet culture. And then they're like, no, I can't, there's no way I can do that. I'm just going to continue eating what's in front of me. Doesn't matter. It is a little bit easier than you think. You know, as long as you weed out those extreme trends that are happening.
So you would say food truth one would be no extreme dieting. So everybody out
exactly.
there hopefully caught that, but that's the maybe the first thing to latch onto. What would your second be?
Well, don't fear dietary fat. And as long as, you know, it's coming from a natural source, natural fats that occur in plants, natural fat that occur in healthy animal products, definitely still continue to not fear the fat. I think there's still some fear around that. I think that's...
I see people every day question, you know, well, what's it going to do to my cholesterol? And, you know, my father died of a heart attack and I don't know about this whole fat thing. But food truth too, I would agree, is, you know, don't be afraid of fat. We're understanding more and more the importance of fat and how fat is responsible for so many different systems in the body, your brain health, your hormone health, your, mm-hmm. you know, your gut microbiome. We could go on and on. Do you quantify the amount of fat on average that maybe somebody needs? I know it's all needs to be personalized at the end of the day, but for somebody who's just trying to figure this out, are there some numbers that you would throw at them or some guidelines that you would give them when it comes to fat?
I try not to quantify. I hate turning food into a number, a point, or a macro, or whatever, but I understand sometimes that's the only way to really communicate it. It is unique mm-hmm. for everybody, but it always starts with, it's more than you think. It's way more than you think. And, you know, I usually start there. I'll break down kind of what they're currently eating and I'll just kind of add it from there. But, you know, I see a lot of the popular diets typically recommending, you know, downwards of 25-30% fat. And especially with women, I work with a lot of women. That's just not enough. So
right.
I usually start with, that's not enough. Let's add more. And then monitor how you feel and kind of go up from there.
going on. More with Dr. Taz coming up. Now, you know, mindful eating is an essential part of self-care. We all know that every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. But eating right can be hard to maintain. You know it, and I know it, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to help, offering 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. How easy is that? Oh, if you want to know what has been delivered to my door recently, how about salmon burgers with caper remoulade and roasted matchstick fries, and pork katsu with black pepper garlic mayo, wilted greens, and jasmine rice? Can you say yum? Now, Sunbasket takes care of all the details, so it's easier to take care of yourself. So here's the deal. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. Once again, sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now, back to Dr. Taz.
Gotcha. So 20 to 30%. Food truth number two, don't be afraid of fat. What's food truth number three? What would you say the third one is?
Ooh, number three. Educate yourself on, or try to get familiar with, the difference between whole foods and processed foods, and always lean towards the whole food form.
Yeah, let's dial into that a little bit. I think there's still a lot of confusion about what a whole food is versus what a processed food is. How would you define that?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of confusion because these large, you know, food manufacturers are very crafty. I'm just coming off the Natural Food Expo out here in LA, and I'm walking through this giant, you know, convention center full of quote unquote natural foods. And at one point I looked around and there was not a single natural food surrounding me.
Wow.
And that's very scary because people trust the food system. People just walk into the store and they think they're grabbing something that says natural or that has like a brown colored package and they're okay. And you do, unfortunately, because they've become so crafty, we have to become a little crafty too. We simply just need to be aware and know that, if it's in a package, you have to pay attention to those ingredients. And even most food in a package is processed in some capacity. If it's in a package, it's right there, you know. And so you need to look deeper into that. And if it has any terms like, I always like give my patients a visual of the terms to look for, and it's stuff like hydrogenated or pressed or refined or distilled or, you know, any of those words that are saying, you know, that something has happened to that food product or an ingredient in there, then you know it's a processed food. And I think a really good example of this is all like the trend of all the powders right now.
Yes.
From the protein powders to the green beauty powder, to the powder pomegranate, or whatever the powder is, it seems like a health food. Everybody thinks that's a health food. And at the end of the day, it's highly, highly, highly processed. So
that's interesting because I even personally am highly dependent on my protein powders. I use those, you know, to run out of the house in the morning, and I feel like I miss them and I don't have them. But you would still call that processed because it's manufactured? Is that the sense? I should be eating maybe a whole foods breakfast where I sit and eat eggs and those type of things. Is that your thought there?
That is my thought there. However, I am not, if your lifestyle does not condone that, you absolutely eat breakfast. And there are some very beautiful, you know, protein powders out there. You know, I don't want to lump everything into a category at all. I am saying most have a lot of additives and are a lot of preservatives and a lot of flavorings and a lot of chemicals. There's some beautiful protein powders out there. But I was just trying to kind of point out that people just assume, you know, most of these are a really great option. And it's misleading because they're in a health food store. They're in the health food section.
Well, I mean, you know, one of my first questions to you was what are some of the challenges that have emerged over the last decade? One of the things that I've noticed as we talk about this particular food truth, which is understanding the difference between whole versus processed foods, is that there is a plethora, a bevy, whatever word you own, abundance, a cornucopia, whatever word you want to use, pick a word.
Yeah.
But there's all this stuff that has flooded the market. And there's all this stuff that's perceived healthy or labeled healthy, natural, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, all this other stuff. There are all these labels that people now have to trip over and navigate. It's really tough. It's almost like we've had the swing where we didn't have options. Now we have these options where maybe the sugar has been reduced or it doesn't have gluten in it anymore, but it still has, like you're saying, many of those processed ingredients. I'm curious to know, like, what you are seeing as some of the biggest current trends in the natural foods market, especially having just come from Expo West, that a consumer may be educated, hey, like, look out for this stuff because it's going to hit the markets pretty soon, but you need to know to avoid these particular things. Are there some things that you notice that are now trending?
There were. I think there was a definite, liquid trend. A lot of electrolyte water. Or, you know, various forms of ultra hydrating liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important to hydrate yourself. But again, I would not reach for one of these, you know, these little tricks that is so not necessary. That was a huge trend and continued on the powder and the supplement trend too. Definitely what you were just talking about. Just so many different powders. And, packets and, you know, dehydrated this and that.
Right.
Which, of course, if you're able, you know, the majority of the time, always just, you know, try to reach for that substance in whole form, because anytime it's dehydrated in powder form, it's been, you know, a lot of the fiber and even a small amount of fat that might be present have been removed. And so it is very hard.
So that was actually going to be, that was going to be my next question to you. You know, what is the option? You're busy, you're running around, you don't want to eat a lot of processed foods. How do you navigate the space between always trying to reach? What do you advise your clients, you know, that are trying to eat more whole foods, but it's a time issue, it's a grocery shopping issue, it's an access issue, it's a cost issue. How do you, what are some of the hacks to making sure we get more whole foods in our diet every day?
Absolutely. I have a few, and you mentioned the shake, and I think shakes are a beautiful way to start your day, especially if you're on the run. I do it almost every day. And even that, I always recommend that you fill your blender the night before with all of the whole foods. So it does take a little bit more time than just taking a scoop and going, you know, kaplunk in the morning. Take a little bit of time the evening before and then store it in your blender in the fridge. So all you have to do the next day, take it out, add your liquid, blend, and go. In terms of that additional protein punch, I do agree with you. In shakes, you do need that. I typically recommend trying to get that from either a whole seed, like a hemp seed, that's very easily, you know, they blend very beautifully, even that whole hemp seed, or egg yolk, or a very, very simple, plain, unflavored, you know, no additive powder like a collagen or a hemp without any flavoring. And then put a ton of whole foods in there, a ton of greens and fruits and nuts and seeds and all the whole foods, and then you just have to blend in the morning.
That's a great idea.
Another hack I always say is for a snack, you always need to have a snack handy. And many times those are packaged bars or who knows, all those things in a package when you're to go. I say take an avocado. Take a small avocado. It's nature's perfect little package on the go treat. All you have to do is crack it open and eat it with a spoon. Most of the time you have access to a plastic spoon when you're out, and you can throw that in your gym bag or your purse or your briefcase because it has its little package on it. And then
I like that too.
The third one, which I find very handy, is so you don't want to fuss with what the heck you're going to eat for dinner. What the heck you're going to eat? So put two bowls in your refrigerator. One is for vegetables. One is for meat. Always make sure those are full, either with meat that needs to thaw or a vegetable that you can just saute or cut up or whatever. You always have a meat and a vegetable waiting in the two bowls. You don't have to think about it. Just grab it when you get home and throw it in the oven.
Gotcha. So great ideas, great hacks to make sure we're all eating whole foods and not packaged or processed foods. What about food boxes? Do those count as whole foods? You know, those delivery boxes like the Blue Aprons and HelloFresh, I think is, I mean, they're tons. But do those count as whole foods? And what if meals have been cooked but pre-frozen? Where do those fit into the equation?
I would say the cooked and frozen meals are definitely err on the side of processed. You know, they've been sitting in that container and cooked and frozen and cooked and frozen again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely, you know, look towards the food that you still need to cook, that is still coming to you fresh. Absolutely.
So you like those food boxes then, is my guess.
Yeah. I think some of those are actually great. There are some, especially here on the West Coast, you know, organic delivery boxes, and all the meat is grass-fed and pastured and very high quality ingredients. I think those are great.
Fantastic. Well, you're like me. We believe that food has energy. It can be your power source, but it can also help cure, treat, and prevent disease. Lisa, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. If anyone listening today wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your services, what's the best way for them to find you?
Sure. My website is zincnutrition.com, and my Instagram is also zincnutrition, and my email is lisa@zincnutrition.com.
Fantastic. I hope everybody enjoyed today learning some basic food truths, how to navigate our food system, which even in the natural world, you need to be careful. Until next time, keep strong, stay powered, and use food as your medicine.